Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark Counties. The National Extension Association of Family and Consumer Sciences proudly celebrates Living Well Month every year in March to promote healthy living and the great work FCS professionals do to educate our individuals, families, and communities across the country. FCS educators represent various program areas, including nutrition, food safety, family life, and consumer economics. This month-long campaign was developed to encourage all Americans to improve their health and well-being by taking advantage of the many educational opportunities offered by the local Extension FCS educators through the state and national Extension system. For local programs and events, you can contact the Rock Island County Extension office located in Milan, Illinois. As we embark on Extension Living Well Month, it's an opportune time to celebrate and prioritize holistic well-being. This month-long observance encourages individuals and communities to focus on living well in every aspect of life, promoting physical, mental, and emotional health. Let's delve into the essence of Extension Living Well Month and explore ways to enhance our overall well-being. Living Well Month goes beyond the absence of illness. It encompasses a multifaceted approach to a fulfilling and balanced life. Extension Living Well Month provides a platform to reflect on and improve various aspects of health, fostering a culture of health and happiness at home and in the broader community. First, let's talk about a holistic approach to living well, which includes three main pillars. The first pillar emphasizes physical wellness, and it's all about nourishing the body. This involves making mindful choices about nutrition, engaging in regular physical activity, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Consider incorporating nutritious meals, staying active, and getting adequate sleep to promote optimal physical health. The second pillar is all about mental and emotional health and the ability to cultivate resilience. Mental and emotional well-being are integral components of living well. Extension programs often provide resources and support for managing stress, building resilience, and fostering positive mental health. Take this month as an opportunity to explore mindfulness practices, connect with mental health resources, and prioritize self-care. And the third pillar is about community engagement and building those social connections. Living Well extends to the relationships and communities we build. Extension Living Well Month encourages community engagement and social connections. You can attend local events, participate in community programs, and strengthen your social support network. Research continues to show that building meaningful connections contributes to a sense of belonging, improves your quality of life, and also your longevity. So now that we know a bit more about Living Well Month, it's important to put this knowledge into action. Here are five simple steps to embrace Living Well Month. Number one, attend Extension programs and workshops. Many Extension offices offer a variety of programs focused on health, nutrition, mental wellness, and more. Again, you can contact your local Extension office for workshops and events in your area. Number two, explore outdoor activities. You can take advantage of the transition to warmer weather by engaging in outdoor activities, whether it's hiking, gardening, or simply enjoying nature. Spending time outdoors can positively impact your well-being. And number three, practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine if possible. This can include meditation, deep breathing exercises, or just mindful walks out in nature. These activities can enhance mental clarity and reduce stress. Number four, connect with local resources. Reach out to local community centers, extension offices, and other health organizations for information on available resources and programs that align with Living Well principles. And number five, encourage well-being in your community. Do you want to be an advocate for well-being? You can share information, you can organize wellness events, or even collaborate with local organizations to create a supportive environment for others to live well. Extension Living Well Month serves as a reminder that our well-being is interconnected and deserves intentional attention. By embracing a holistic approach to living well, we can cultivate a life filled with health, joy, and purpose. Let this month be a catalyst for positive changes that contribute to a well-lived life for yourself and your community. For more Living Well Month resources and local FCS workshops, visit wvik.org/wellness. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a happy and healthy day ahead. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties.